Good morning. We are up to the last two Mishnayos, Maseches Demai. I don't know if we'll get both of them in because although we had a pretty easy time cruising through the rest of the Masechta, the last two Mishnayos are pretty difficult. So Mishnah Zayin in Parak Zayin of Demai talks about a case where Tevel gets mixed up with Chulin. And now we have to remember that to take off Meiser, we mentioned this klal a few times, you can't take off Meiser from something that's Potter on Meiser for something which is Chayev on Meiser. You can only take off Meiser from something which is Chayev on Meiser for another thing that's Chayev on Meiser. In other words, if you were to mix two batches together, that's fine. You can mix batches together, they just both have to be Chayev on Meiser. In a case where one of them is not Chayev on Meiser, it's not going to help you to take off Meiser if the Meiser that you're taking off is not Chayev and Meiser. So here we find ourselves with a few interesting cases. We have to figure out what to do with this mixture. Mea Tevel or Mea Chulin. A person has, let's just take a case of, let's say, figs. A person has figs, he has 100 figs, which are Tevel, and 100 figs, which are Chulin. Now they get mixed up together. The Tevel's a problem, he's not allowed to eat it. And the Chulin, obviously, is not a problem, he's allowed to eat it. Now, one thing we have to understand, as Mefarshim explained, that we are talking about a case where it has truma taken off already. There's no problem with the truma. The truma is already fine. We're past truma. We're up to the meiser and truma's meiser. So now you have 100 figs of tevel, 100 figs of chulin. Now you have a problem. You want to take off from the chulin. You want to take off your 10% for your meiser and your 10% of the 10% for truma's meiser. But you don't know where to take it off from. You can't just take out 10, because what happens if you pull out 10, and that 10 is from the part which is already chulin? So what you'll have to do is, says the Mishnah, Neitel Mea Ve'achad. You'll have to take 101. In other words, you have to get everything out, and this, you have to be sure that at least one that you are taking is going to be from the tevel. So how does this work? In other words, a person could end up losing a lot. He takes 101 out, but what he does is, he takes that 101, and he says, B'manavshach, if this is chulin, so then I haven't gotten what I had to do, but that one piece will serve as my trumas meiser on the meiser. But if the other part, from the 100 was from the tevel, so he's in good shape either way. Now what does he do with that 101? He goes to the kayin, he says to the kayin, listen, I have 101 figs that I can't eat, because it's possible that it's from the tevel. So I'm going to sell it to you, and you can eat it. And it's memarav shach. Either he can eat it because it was chulin all the way, or he can eat it because now it turns into the trumas meiser, and it serves as the proper trumas meiser for everything else. So that's what he'll sell to the kayin for the price that the kayin's willing to pay for truma, which is obviously lower, because it doesn't have that much of a demand in the market. So he pays for it the truma price, and he has to add on one he has to give him for free, because he's chayev to give trumas meiser. So that's what he's going to do. That's going to be the theme of this Mishnah. He has to take off 100, which is really misafek, that he's allowed to sell to the kayin. Obviously, he only is able to sell it for the rock bottom price that the kayin is willing to pay for it. And there's one he has to give him for free, because the Narashach, he owes it to him. And like this, he has avoided having a problem with taking him in a potter alachiv, because from the potter part, he gives the 100, but there's one extra, which obviously will be at least one, which is from the tevel. The next case is a similar case. Mea tevel, mea meiser. He has 100 figs which are tevel, 100 figs which are meiser. So now it's meiser already. So tevel, obviously, he can't because it doesn't have the truma and the meiser taken off of it. Or the trumas meiser in this case taken off of it. And the meiser he can't because it belongs to the Levi. So again, he does the same thing. Meitel mea ve'achal mea chulet. Neitel mea ve'achal, he takes 101, and this time he gives it to the Levi because it's meiser. And then, that extra one will serve as meiser for the other half, together with what he's giving it. Mea chulet mesukanim, and mea meiser. Now he has mea chulet, which is mesukan entirely. Everything is taken off, all the truma and all the meiser, together with Mea Meiser. Again, the same idea as Neitel Mea Ve'asher. He takes 101 and he sells it off to the Levi. Mea Tevel Tisha Meiser. This is where the Mishnah starts to go off the Chesed a little bit. This is where you end up getting an advantage, because you have Mea Tevel and Tishim Meiser, you only have 90 that's Meiser, or Tishim Tevel Shmoinim Meiser, in other words, you're going down by 10 each time in your Meiser. In such a case, like Hifzid Klum, he doesn't lose anything. Because ultimately what happens is, he has, if you do the math, he has that extra space if he's going to take off whatever he planned on taking off. Notice he'll take off 10. If he takes off 10, which he was supposed to take off, so either way, he's going to have that ratio because he has only 90, which is a problem. So he's always going to have that one extra that's going to overlap, and that will serve either as his truma or his mice, as his meiser or his truma's meiser. And that klal calls mancha tevel merubal yifsid klum. Any time the tevel is more, he won't lose anything because he has to take off that 10% for the tevel anyway. Now, when he does that, he's going to go into the other half, and he's going to be able to settle it from there. So that's really what ends up happening if he has an uneven ratio where he'll have 90 to 80 or 100 to 90, he'll take off that required 10%. Either it will be 10 or it's going to be 9/10. Either way, he's going to have that amount that he needs to patur himself for the other half. He doesn't have to lose that extra one. Whereas, if he has 100 and 100, in that case, he has to take off 100 either way, and then he's going to have to take off another one and give that one for free to the kohen. We'll stop here at Mishnah Ches, because the next Mishnah Ches, I think we're going to have to maybe just show a diagram of how his wine cellar looks, because what ends up happening is he takes off Meiser, but he's not sure which part ends up being Meiser. So you have to describe in the picture how it's going to look. So we'll continue with that next week in Mitzvah Hashem. Have a great Shabbos.